We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, White Sox fans. This is your Sox Machine White Sox wake-up call for Tuesday, May 17th, 2022. I'm Josh Nelson. Last night started 5 games in 4 days for the Chicago White Sox at Kauffman Stadium. On the mound was Johnny Cueto, making his 2022 debut and his first start in a White Sox uniform. In 4 starts with the Charlotte Knights, getting ready and ramping up to a starting pitcher workload of the major leagues, Cueto pitched 15 and 2/3 innings with a 5.17 ERA with 17 strikeouts to 4 walks. How long Cueto would last with the White Sox would depend on his first impression in Kansas City, because there is good news coming soon that Lance Lynn will be ready to start making rehab starts by the end of May. Cueto's last major league appearance was with the San Francisco Giants last year on September 30th. He only lasted 2 1/3 innings as Cueto struck out 3 and allowed 3 hits. That was in relief. His last start was on August 31st against the Milwaukee Brewers, when he allowed 10 hits, 6 earned runs in 3 2/3 innings. In the first inning, Cueto was sharp. He struck out the side on 17 pitches, with 14 of them being strikes. The second inning went smoothly for Cueto too, as he picked up another strikeout, and so far he's got 4 strikeouts through 2 innings. In the top of the third inning, the White Sox benefited from some shaky Royals defense. Adam Engel hit a fly ball to left field that should have been caught, but Andrew Benintendi and Michael A. Taylor both looked at each other, waiting for the other to call for it. Neither did. It fell to the earth. Engel never stopped running, and he reached second base on a double, in air quotes, his 6th of the season. Then Engel stole third base, his 5th steal of the season, to put himself even in better scoring position. Batting 9th for the White Sox last night was Andrew Vaughn. It was a curious decision for Tony La Russa to bat one of his best hitters last in the lineup. There was this whole ordeal that if he had to choose between a guy that's hitting 250, 270, or batting 300, he would rather have the guy batting 300 bat 9th. But Andrew Vaughn arguably is one of the top 4 hitters for the White Sox and probably should be batting cleanup right now. Regardless, Vaughn's batting 9th, and the decision worked out for Tony La Russa because he pulled through, hitting a sacrifice fly to put the White Sox ahead 1-0. Cueto picked up his 5th strikeout after tossing a scoreless 3rd inning, and he was just in great rhythm. After 3 innings, Cueto threw 37 pitches and didn't allow a hit or walk and had 5 strikeouts. Luis Robert extended his hitting streak to 14 games with a leadoff single in the 4th inning. 2 hitters later was Yasmani Grandal, and after fouling off several pitches, finally got one that he could turn on inside corner and crushed it to right field for a 2-run homer. Grandal's 2nd home run of the season, and now the White Sox have a 3-0 lead. Cueto allowed his first walk in the 5th inning and then proceeded to strike out Michael Taylor for his 6th strikeout. All of this success was just on 59 pitches, so Cueto still had plenty left in the tank. The Royals finally had a runner in scoring position against Cueto in the 6th inning, when Kyle Isbell doubled down the right field line. after a tough battle against Whit Merrifield that lasted 10 pitches. Cueto walked him on a full count to bring the game-tying run to the plate. That batter was Andrew Benintendi, and on a center-cut slider that Benintendi was behind on, he flew out to Andrew Vaughn in left field. So now facing Salvador Perez, Cueto was at 76 pitches. He threw a few sliders at Perez to work the count to 2-2. With Perez looking for a slider, Cueto instead threw a high two-seam fastball at 93 miles per hour to get the Royals catcher whiffing. It was a legit jam, and Cueto appeared to be in prime form, escaping that inning without any damage. Matt Foster would replace Cueto in the seventh inning, so Cueto's final line in his first start with the White Sox was very impressive. Six innings pitched, two hits allowed, no runs allowed, two walks and seven strikeouts on 81 pitches with 55 strikes. Matt Foster pitched a scoreless seventh inning, but Kendall Graveman ran into trouble in the eighth inning. He allowed an infield single to Michael A. Taylor, Ryan O'Hearn's single to put runners on the corners. There's nobody out. Graveman struck out Isbell on an inside sinker for the first out, so now he's got the double play situation available to him to get out of the inning. But he threw a high sinker to Whit Merrifield, and Merrifield tattooed that pitch to left field. On replay, it appeared that Andrew Vaughn was close to making a play by the wall, but as he's currently the worst defensive player in Major League Baseball, Vaughn had to field it off the wall. During the relay, as one run scored, Tim Anderson made a very accurate throw to home plate that beat O'Hearn, but Yasmani Grandal did not catch Anderson's throw. So the two RBI double made it a one-run game, and Merrifield advanced to third base on Anderson's throw to home. So again, more trouble in the eighth inning for the White Sox with a game-tying run 90 feet away. Graveman threw a changeup to Benintendi to try to throw him off, but Benintendi was not fooled. He ripped a single to right field, and now the game is tied 3-3, undoing everything that Johnny Cueto did for the first six innings, and the nice quiet seventh inning from Matt Foster. As Graveman did eventually get out of the eighth inning, he did get that double play from Salvador Perez. So now it's a brand new game heading into the ninth inning. The White Sox offense had gone dormant after Grandal's home run, again. Scott Barlow entered the game for Kansas City and made quick work of Lourdes Garcia and Adam Engel to start the ninth inning. Andrew Vaughn had a tough battle, but his hard hit line drive was smacked right at Bobby Witt Jr., who was covering third base, to end the White Sox ninth inning. So Kansas City's got a chance for the walk-off win. Tony La Russa had both Liam Hendricks and Ryan Burr warming up during the top of the ninth inning. Because the White Sox didn't have the lead, Ryan Burr got the call. There are going to be many White Sox fans that would argue against that choice. Use your closer, use your best high leverage guy to get the game into extra innings. Well, for Ryan Burr against Carlos Santana, he threw a backdoor slider that seemed to fade away on the swing for a strikeout for the first out. Hunter Dozier hit a deep fly to right field, but it was starting to tail back into foul territory. Adam Engel stuck with the fly ball and made a jumping catch into the wall for the second out. After that web gem, Lourdes Garcia made a great defensive play himself, catching Bobby Witt Jr.'s liner to end the ninth and send the game into extras. So while the White Sox defense was not sharp in the eighth inning, two very good defensive plays helped get the game into extra innings. Josh Harrison replaced Vaughn as the runner on second base to start the 10th inning. And the 10th inning was not going well for the White Sox. Tim Anderson hit too sharp of a ground ball at Witt Jr. that prevented Harrison from advancing. Makata ripped a fly ball down the left field line that looked like it was going to be easily a double, if not close to being a home run, but it tailed out of the fair territory into foul territory into the net. In that at bat, Makata struck out. So now you got two outs, and the game's coming down to Luis Robert. Barlow spun an inside slider to Robert, and it left in a hurry, a massive, no doubt home run, traveling 425 feet as Luis Robert picked up Tim Anderson and Yoan Makata to move Harrison on the bases. His two-run shot gave the White Sox a 5-3 lead, Robert now leads the White Sox in home runs with 5 on the season. Now it was Liam Hendricks' turn to pitch, hoping to close out the game with a runner on second base. He struck out Michael A. Taylor for the first out, then punched out Nicky Lopez for the second out. Then he got ahead 0-2 on Kyle Isbell, and Hendricks spiked a slider that usually hitters have not been chasing this season, but Isbell definitely chased. He whiffed on it. Hendricks struck out the side to help preserve the White Sox 5-3 victory. Hendricks gets the save. It's his 10th on the season. Ryan Burr picked up the win. The White Sox had 10 base hits with Tim Anderson, Luis Robert, and Yasmani Grandal having 2 apiece. Jose Abreu went 1-for-3, but he also walked twice as White Sox pitchers combined to strike out 14 Royals hitters. With the victory, the White Sox are back to 500. They are 17-17 and 5-10 against the American League Central.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The White Sox and Royals play 2 today, with Game 1 starting at 1:10 p.m. Central Time. Starting that game will be Dylan Cease. In his last outing against the New York Yankees, Cease struck out 11 batters but allowed 6 runs thanks to 2 homers from Giancarlo Stanton and a couple of doubles from DJ LeMahieu. Cease in 38 innings has a 3.55 ERA but a 2.34 FIP. His wins above replacement total, according to Fangraphs, is 1.2 on the season, and Cease has increased his strikeout rate by 5% from last year, as it's currently at 36.9%. Starting Game 2 for the White Sox will be a Major League Baseball debut. Davis Martin, the White Sox 14th round pick from the 2018 Major League Baseball draft, will be joining the 40-man as the White Sox finally place Garrett Crochet on the 60-day IL. Why wasn't Crochet already on the 60-day IL, you may ask? Well, that's one of life's great mysteries. Martin started the season at Birmingham. He made 5 starts there, posting a 3 ERA in 24 innings pitched as he struck out 33 and only had 7 walks. He was impressive enough for the White Sox to call him up to Charlotte, where he's made 2 starts for the Knights, pitching 12 innings, only allowing 2 earned runs with a 1.50 ERA, with 8 strikeouts and 2 walks. Now that Martin will take the ball to start Game 2 for the White Sox, the first pitch is scheduled for 6:10 p.m. Central Time, and we will be hosting our second virtual watch party on Playback. You can sign up for the Sox Machine Playback Room at www.getplayback.com/room/Sox Machine, or simply click on the link within the first pitch post on SoxMachine.com closer to the Game 2 start time. For the Kansas City Royals, right-hander Jonathan Heasley will start Game 1. This is his second career start in the majors, as he allowed 4 hits and 4 walks in 3 1/3 innings in his previous start. And Game 2 will be Brady Singer for the Kansas City Royals, who is being recalled from AAA. You can watch both games on NBC Sports Chicago or listen on the radio at ESPN 1000 AM. No minor league games on Monday, so let's catch up on the action around the major leagues. After taking 3 out of 4 against the White Sox, the New York Yankees continue their winning ways, beating Baltimore 6-2. Jose Trevino, Josh Donaldson, and Anthony Rizzo all hit homers as Luis Severino proves to 3-0 as he only allowed one hit over six innings of work. The Yankees are 26-9 to start the season. Sandy Alcantara only allowed three hits, one run, and eight innings of work. Old friend Avisail Garcia hit his third home run of the season as the Miami Marlins beat the Washington Nationals 8-2. The Fish are 16-19. The Detroit Tigers and Tampa Bay Rays were tied 2-2 going into the ninth inning. That's when Harold Castro hit his first home run of the season, and the Tigers surprised the Rays, winning 3-2. Wilson Contreras hit a double and grand slam in the first inning as the Chicago Cubs score eight runs, and that was pretty much all the action in that game as they blanked the Pittsburgh Pirates 9-0. Bo Bichette and Matt Chapman both homered to lead the Toronto Blue Jays to a 6-2 win over the Seattle Mariners. The Blue Jays currently have the sixth spot in the postseason, even though we're not even at 25% completed of the season. It's more of a good to know if you're asking, hey, if the postseason were to start, who would be the sixth seed? It's the Blue Jays. They're currently 19-17 on the season. Seattle, they continue to struggle. They're starting the season at 16-20. I hope you had the under for the run total between the Milwaukee Brewers and Atlanta Braves. In the bottom of the sixth inning, a scoreless game, Ian Anderson threw a wild pitch in which Hunter Renfroe scored from third base on, and that was all the scoring. The Milwaukee Brewers won 1-0 on hashtag wild pitch offense. Atlanta only mustered two hits. Josh Hader picked up his 14th save of the season, and the Brewers are now 10 games above 500. They are 23-13. The defending champion Atlanta Braves are 16-20 to start 2022. J.D. Martinez gave the Boston Red Sox a late lead in the eighth inning with an RBI double and would later score on Xander Bogaerts' third home run of the season as they beat the Houston Astros 6-3. That was a big win for the Red Sox, who are now 14-21 as they are looking to turn their season around. Houston is still doing well as they are now 23-13. The Texas Rangers scored six runs in the first inning, and they held off the Angels 7-4. The Angels are 24-14 and in a virtual tie with the Houston Astros for first place in the American League West. The San Francisco Giants and Colorado Rockies played in a seesaw battle, with the Giants scoring in the top of the ninth inning to win 7-6. The Rockies dropped to below 500. They are 17-18, and now the Giants are 21-14. And the Minnesota Twins win again, this time 3-1 in Oakland as they improved to 21-15 on the season. They started 4-8 in 2022, so they have won 17 of their last 24 games. That will do it for today's White Sox wake-up call. Later tonight, we'll be streaming Playback Watch Party again in our Sox Machine Playback Room. Our friends Beefloaf and Chirizi from the 108 will join me to watch Game 2 of the doubleheader with you. Again, that stream starts at 6 p.m. Central Time. If you just discovered Sox Machine or have been a longtime lurker, help support us on patreon.com/SoxMachine. Our Patreon supporters receive exclusive content, ad-free versions of the podcast and website, and the first opportunity to receive our Sox Machine swag. Monthly plans start at just $2, and you can save with an annual subscription. Again, the website is patreon.com/SoxMachine. Subscribe to the Sox Machine podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Sox Machine, and you can follow me on Twitter at SoxMachine_Josh. Thanks for listening to the White Sox Wake Up Call. For SoxMachine.com, I'm Josh Nelson.